All right, member Davis,
Here.
member Fishman,
Here.
Member Lucchese,
Here.
Member McColl,
Here.
Member Shoemaker, Member Yanaki, and Chairman Crosby.
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum.
Quorum. Okay, good. All right, so the next item on the first item on our agenda is the public comment. This is for items that are not on the agenda. Is there any comment regarding that? Anything beyond? No, this is for anything that's not on the agenda for tonight. We have copies of the agenda in the back. Okay.
My question is a procedural question. It's my understanding the tennis lights have been moved to January. Is that correct?
Not yet.
Not formally yet. They'll take that motion later this evening. When that item comes up, they'll take that formal motion to continue it to that date specific.
So my question on procedures is, if that is changed, will the public comment be opened back up on that topic once that's presented, if it's changed?
On the application, yes, that is. There will be additional public testimony. The public hearing will reopen at that time.
And we can speak to the changes?
Correct, yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure that that doesn't come through with the change and then we can't speak. At the end of the last meeting, you said there'd be no more public comment. So I want to make sure it wasn't one-sided.
Yeah, no, once the application has changed, I feel it's important that we give it people the opportunity because that might change opinions, right? So yes,
okay.
Public comment.
And would that trigger a reset in any timetable of meeting requirements? Like if they alter the application, is it a whole start over or is it just a change proceeding forward?
It would be a continuance of the meeting.
No, I meant.
I can comment on that. So the modification to the application is basically like a lesser included relief. They've scaled back their request. So that falls within the initial published notice. So it can continue in the same hearing sequence, i.e. I expect that at the January date, there will be substantive proceeding on the modified application.
Okay. Doesn't require a restart.
No, because all the modifications that they've made were within the relief that was originally published for. They're going less, not more. So for instance, if they had said, no, we want more than we originally asked for, that would have triggered a re-notice requirement. They have not done that. They've reduced what they originally asked for. So that's within the original publication.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. There's also Mark that signed up to speak. Was that you, Mark? Okay, then James Ford.
I'm James Ford. I live on the 700 block of Monroe. I really have some questions for the board. I got this letter in the mail, and I'm wondering, did everybody in the village get this letter? Or is it just people within the 1,000-foot distance radius of the tennis club?
Likely, I don't know exactly the letter in question, but the notice in this case was for residents or property owners within 1,000 feet of the.
So anybody outside of 1,000 feet didn't get this letter stating there's going to be a meeting regarding the River Forest Tennis Club wanting to install lights?
That is correct.
I know, according, you know, I was reading on your website that you published it in the newspaper, but I don't get the newspaper, and I wonder how many other people get the newspaper and actually go to the public notices section, you know, to check. I think you ought to send one of these to everybody in the village.
Understood.
Okay.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you. Okay. So those are the only people that were signed up to make comment during the public comment. We're going to move on then to discussing our 2026 schedule of meetings. And that was sent out through email, correct?
Mm-hmm.
The dates of our really for this next year, for the entire year.
Correct. So the reason that this is on the agenda, the village board in December of each year adopts the meeting schedule for all advisory commissions for 2026. The schedule that is proposed is continuation of the same meeting schedule. Commission meets as needed. So this has first and third Thursdays of each month. And we have it at 7:30. That's been the time for the commission. I know that could be up for discussion tonight if
I wanted to get feedback from you all. I'd like to see it moved to 7 instead of 7:30. That would put us in line with what I believe the trustees, they meet at 7 o'clock with their meetings, and it would give us an extra half an hour to for example, like our last meeting where when we have a long meeting, and usually 10 o'clock is that cutoff. To be able to squeeze another 30 minutes to hopefully then expedite, you know, some of these, some of the, you know, the comment or really the entire meeting. So I don't know. I just want to throw it out there and see what you guys think.
Fine with me.
Fine with me.
Fine with me.
Okay. Do we need a motion to approve that?
Is this a published schedule or is this just a recommendation?
It's a recommendation. So the village board will take the final action, but understood that consensus, and we'll propose that for the village board.
Great. All right, then we can move on to the minutes of our last meeting. They were distributed. Did you all have a chance to take a look at that? Did everything look good to you? Any changes that you want to make?
No.
No? Okay, so we need a motion to approve in a second.
I move.
Move.
Second.
Okay.
Member Davis?
Yes.
Member Fishman?
Yes.
Member Lucchese?
Yes.
Member McColl?
Yes.
And Chairman Crosby?
Yes. Okay. So the next item on our agenda, the continuance of the public hearing for application 250012, amendments to the ordinance 3863. This is regarding the lights of the tennis club. I guess I'll toss it to you to brief us on the status.
Sure. So based on some conversations with the applicant, there are some revisions made, planning to be made to the application. So it's my request and recommendation that the Development Review Board move to continue this public hearing to a date certain on January 15th. This way there's not a repeat or restart of the process. And then once those updated application documents are prepared and in our hands, it gives staff and consultants a proper amount of time to perform that review and make it available to the review board and the public for review in anticipation of that next meeting.
So that mean that our next meeting would be in January 15th. What's your schedule? Like, would we be able to have a quorum at that meeting? You're in town?
I'll be here.
Yeah.
No.
No? Okay. I'm available. Okay, so then that leaves Mary to get a quorum.
I believe that Mary is available that day.
Great. All right, so do we need a motion to continue?
Yes, and I'd like to clarify that assuming that the village board doesn't have an objection, the time would be 7 p.m. So it'll be January 5th. We're seeking a motion to continue the ongoing River Forest Tennis Club application hearing to January 15th at 7 o'clock p.m.
So moved.
Great. So moved.
Second.
Second. Great.
Okay. Member Davis?
Yes.
Member Fishman?
Yes.
Member Lucchese?
Yes.
Member McColl?
Yes.
And Chairman Crosby?
Yes. And the approval of the findings of fact, that's part of the continuing.
Correct, yes. So that findings of fact, there's nothing to speak on that until after public hearing would be closed at a future meeting.
Okay. Then that's it, right? For the agenda for tonight. So we need a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
All in favor?
Second.
Yeah.
So, all right. That's it. All right.
All right.